Anyway, let's give this a little bash again and pray that Streamlabs doesn't immediately cut off the audio like it did last time. I need to re-record about 9 videos, so that's great. Dozens arrested in violent clashes across the country as government warns rioters will pay the price. And I'm choosing The Guardian because obviously they're going to have the funniest take on all of this. Disorder spread through multiple UK cities on Saturday, with police warning that further violence is likely in the coming days because, as some of you may be aware, Britain is having a little bit of a boogaloo at the moment. I'm away for like 1 week. I'm away for 1 week, and none of you could behave, could you? Rioters will pay the price for the wave of violent clashes that has spread across the country, ministers warned on Saturday, after a day in which police battled rival groups of demonstrators and the worst outbreak of civil disorder in Britain for more than a decade. Dozens of arrests were made after the scenes of disorder, with police warning that further violence is likely in the coming days because, and I hate to say this, the Anglo has had enough. The Anglo has definitely had enough. I mean, even just yesterday, they charged a migrant hotel and set it on fire. Now, which I don't agree with, you know, let's not kill people. Let's try and, you know, bit of a bad look, to be honest. But I understand the frustrations, but let's not kill anyone. You know what I mean? Multiple towns and cities in England and Northern Ireland saw clashes between anti-immigration demonstrators and counter-protesters, with police officers attacked and injured, and many more arrests promised. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, said that the police would have the government's full support to take the strongest possible action. Criminal violence and disorder have no place on Britain's streets, she said. Anyone who gets involved in criminal disorder and violent thuggery on our streets will have to pay the price, and they should expect there to be arrests, prosecutions, penalties, and the full force of the law, including imprisonment and travel bans. There are consequences for breaking the law. Where was all of this during the Antifa riots, in which a lot of us got attacked, where we had bricks thrown at us and people getting smashed over the head with clubs and stuff like that? What about the George Floyd riots, which happened over here for some reason when we're not America, but we had a bunch of that over here? Well, Bob, where was all of that during all of this? I mean, this was the funny thing, is whenever it was Antifa or the BLM guys doing all the rioting, the police were like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't know, we don't know." But as soon as there was any riots involving Tommy Robinson, in 2 days, all of them, they had them all rounded up, they had them all charged, they had a bunch of them sent to jail. In just 2 days, they had them all caught. Where was all of this before? Because it's different when the right wing does it, because the government is terrified of the right wing getting a little bit too angry. The widespread clashes pose the first big challenge to Keir Starmer's new government, which is facing demands to introduce emergency powers to stop further violence and to recall Parliament. Wow, look at all these problems that have been caused by the government, and the solution is always to give the government even more power. On Saturday, bricks were hurled at police officers in Stoke-on-Trent. Fireworks were thrown amid tense exchanges between an anti-Islamic group and an anti-racism rally in Belfast, and windows of a hotel which has been used to house migrants were smashed in Hull, where three police officers were injured and four people arrested. Later video footage on social media showed shops on fire. Several officers were also injured during serious disorder in Liverpool city centre, where bricks, bottles and a flare were thrown, and two officers needed hospital treatment and six arrests were made. Greater Manchester Police said a dispersal notice had been authorised for the city centre. Scuffles broke out as opposing groups faced each other in Nottingham's Old Market Square, with bottles and other items thrown from both sides. About 150 people carrying St George's Cross flags shouted, "You're not English anymore," and "Pedo Muslims off our street." I would like pedos off of our street. I don't see the problem with that. We're greatly outnumbered in Leeds by hundreds of counter-protesters. I've seen the pictures, that was a lie. Shouting Nazi scum off our streets. Skirmish, if we want pedos off our streets, you Nazis, eh? What an odd thing to say. Skirmishes broke out between demonstrators and punks in town for a festival in Blackpool, with bottles and chairs thrown. In Bristol, police kept protesters and counter-protesters apart before a group headed to a hotel used to house asylum seekers. The need for urgent political intervention was stressed by the government's independent advisor on political violence and disruption. Well, we've had to deal with political violence for a great many years now, and you never really gave a shit, did you? Oh, but now it's a problem. Okay, I see. Lord Walney, who told the Observer that new emergency powers may be needed, the system isn't set up to deal with this rolling rabble-rousing being fueled by far-right actors, he said. I think Home Office ministers may want to look urgently at a new emergency framework, perhaps temporary in nature. It's never temporary. It is never. Oh, yes, you've seen that meme. Emergency powers, cast it into the fire, destroy it. No. Like, that's what's going to happen. Anytime the government grants itself more power, but it's only temporary. It's never temporary. That stuff is here to stay forever. That enables police to use the full powers of arrest to prevent people gathering where there is clear intent to fuel violent disorder. Again, where was this before? But anyway, Keir Starmer held a meeting of senior ministers on Saturday in which he said police had been given full support to tackle extremists who were attempting to sow hate by intimidating communities. He made clear that the right to freedom of expression and the violent scenes over recent days were two very different things. Yeah, I'd completely agree. If someone's trying to cause damage to private property or a person, absolutely that person should be arrested. However, a lot of people who want to chant something like, pedo Muslims off our streets or send them back, all of which are just statements, that's just freedom of speech, you're arresting people for that. There are people that are getting arrested and getting in trouble for certain opinions, right? If someone wants to say a man is a man and a woman is a woman, they're getting in trouble for that. They're getting visits from the police and they're getting that marked in their little secret record of their non-crime hate incidents and stuff like that. So basically, yeah, I agree, they're two completely different things, but you're not protecting freedom of speech either. You haven't been for a very, very long time. Last week's riots followed the killing of three young girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport on Monday. Axel Rudakubana, good English name, 17 from Lancashire, is accused of the attack, but false claims were spread online that the suspect was an asylum seeker who had arrived in the UK by boat. In the wake of these messages, far-right protesters, guided by social media, gathered in cities across the country. And yeah, it may be the case that he was born in this country, but what religion was he again? What was he shouting as he did it? I'm just asking questions. A key factor in the spread of online disinformation involved Elon Musk's decision to allow right-wing activists such as Tommy Robinson back onto his social media platform, X. I mean, the timing of Tommy's return. What happened again? What big global event happened round about the time that Tommy came back? Ah, don't worry about it. Said Joe Mulhall, Director of Research at Hope Not Hate, the anti-fascism organization. And for those of you who don't know, Hope Not Hate are a MI5 funded asset that, well, we tackle extremism of all kinds. No, it's not. No, it's not. They go after right-wing dissidents, primarily Tommy Robinson. Joe Mulhall hates Tommy Robinson, like despises him. Also, I never made it into the Hope Not Hate report this year. I have been in the Hope Not Hate report every single year since the Nazi Pug stuff happened, and I didn't make the roster this year. Joe, I'm still racist. I'm still racist, Joe. Why didn't I make the team? I said the N-word 10 times today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm ready. Put me in. Right? Why didn't I make the team? All my friends made the team. It's bullshit. The initial disinformation and anger was being perpetrated by individuals on Twitter, for example, that have been previously deplatformed, he said, and now they've been replatformed. Well, that is because, as many of you were enjoying saying to us for many, many years, Twitter is a private company and can do what it likes. You can criticize what it does. That's absolutely fine. That's your freedom of speech. I encourage that. I like companies and corporations being held to account. And Lord knows Elon Musk has definitely dropped the ball regarding freedom of speech many, many times. However, to try and like compel a company to do something that it doesn't want to do, well, that is compelled speech and that's a rights violation. Robinson was permanently banned from the platform then called Twitter in March 2018, and a lot of people keep. This is one thing that I always have to address. Everyone's like, oh, when Milo was banned, it was for this, and when Sargon was banned, it was for this, and blah, blah, and all of it's fake. That's not the real reasons they were banned. I know because, I'm the free speech guy. I know, so I keep an eye on these things. The reason that Tommy Robinson was originally banned from Twitter is because he posted a study from Quillette looking into the ethnic makeup of grooming gangs, and it showed some very, very enlightening things, and Twitter didn't like that, and so banned Tommy. Then reinstated in November last year, just a month later, what happened? Anyway, after Musk bought it. We hadn't seen any significant numbers at any demonstrations since 2018, Mulhall added. Oh, you were so close, Joe. You almost won the information war, because this is a funny thing in regards to politics when you live in a democratic. Almost done, fucking muted my microphone. When you live in a democratic system, if you control, basically, people vote based on the information they receive. So if you control the information they receive, you can influence the way that they vote. It's called soft fascism, right? Democracy, yeah, whatever, you can have it. You can have it, and then you can install whatever guy you want because you're like, oh, let's just tweak a few things in the algorithm here. Let's deplatform this guy. Let's make sure that all the little idiots and sheep at home are only getting the information that we want. And, you know, it's they'll vote in whoever we want. Like, it's fine. So it's called soft fascism. Like I've said before, fascism is when you force them. Democracy is when you fool them, right? But anyway. An example of the danger posed by the misuse of social media was revealed in Stoke-on-Trent, where police were forced to deny there had been a stabbing, countering claims made on social media. There is growing speculation that a stabbing has taken place as a result of the disorder today. We can confirm this information is false, and no stabbings have been reported to police or emergency responders, despite videos fueling speculation on social media, the police said. Now, I saw the video. It was harrowing. I was just scrolling through Twitter and that was nice. Thanks very much for that, internet. But the police wanted to lie about it. They wanted to basically go, if people see that two white guys have been stabbed by a bunch of Muslims, that's going to make stuff kick off even more. So they restricted information to influence people's behavior. Now, some people might, you know, equate that to the Springfield paradox. You know, this was a thing that happened basically when the Allies brought the Enigma code. They learned that the Germans were going to bomb Springfield in England, and there was a little bit of a panic about it. They're like, oh shit, if we try and defend Springfield, then the Germans are going to know we broke the Enigma code, and we cannot have that. So they allowed Springfield to be bombed. So you allowed a little bit of damage in exchange for many lives being saved in the long run. So this might have been a little bit of a Springfield paradox situation where you tell a little bit of a lie, and you know, a couple of people get stabbed. I think one of them's dead. No, actually. But in exchange, you prevent lots and lots of future violence. However, in regards to the internet, and this is why the government has been seeking to control the internet for a very, very long time, this information can get out there. That's one of my favourite things about the internet. The government can tell you one thing, and then all of you at home can be on the scene recording the stuff, post it on the internet for everyone to see, and reveal the truth. That, I feel, is the most powerful and best thing about the internet. It stops governments and other institutions from lying to you because it gives you a vehicle by which you can see the actual truth. That is the beautiful thing about the internet. And the government hates that and wants to control that and wants to stop all of you pesky motherfuckers at home getting in the way of their lies, you dirty, 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 dirty little dissidents. The danger of such intervention was stressed by Ben Julian, BJ Harrington, the National Police Chiefs Council lead for public order, who condemned social media disinformation as a cause of last week's disorder. And the thing that I thought was pretty funny about that is the police chief is condemning social media for disinformation when the police themselves just engaged in disinformation. They lied to the public. It's funny that, isn't it? It's okay when we do it. But anyway, he said, we had reports today that two people had been stabbed by Muslims in Stoke. It's just not true. There's people out there, not even in this country, circulating and stoking up hatred, division and concerns in communities that they don't care about, don't know and don't understand. Harrington, who was also the NPCC's gold commander in charge of national strategy for Saturday's disorder, said that yobs and thugs and criminals were responsible. This isn't about protests, he said. This is about violent disorder. This is about people who are descending into communities and causing damage, throwing bricks and bottles and things at cops who work within these communities. I fucking do they? I can't even tell you the last time I saw a police car. I can't. Like, the police don't do much nowadays. I mean, unless you tweet something racist, then they turn up at your door with a fucking SWAT team. But when it comes to like anything else, the police aren't doing anything, and that is what people are really, really angry about. Nothing was done about the grooming gangs. Nothing's been done about psychopaths just walking down the street one day and deciding, oh, fuck these white kids, and then just stabbing them to bits. Basically, the police are not doing enough. Everyone's like, oh yeah, migrants, bring them in, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is a lot of them are committing some extremely heinous crimes, and the police aren't doing anything about it. And as they say, riots are the language of the unheard. And that I'll save it for the end. I will save it for the end. Right. Forces across England brought officers back from leave to deploy an extra 130 police support units, about 2,000 officers, he revealed. Of course, there is a limited number of officers, and everyone that is taken from a community is not out there solving burglaries. You don't solve burglaries anyway. That is like a huge, for anyone that's not from Britain, that's a massive meme over here in regards to the police and just the general population. The police do nothing about burglaries. They don't do anything. Like, your best bet is to go to the local pawn shop and see if your stuff is there. Because the police won't even do that. They won't even do that. I swear to God. The police, in fact, it recently came out that the police are now being investigated by the commission because they are now doing nothing about burglaries. They're like, oh, is there no prints, no face, no case? Oh, well, okay, there's not much we can do. Sorry, bye. Yeah, I realise that all of your great-grandmother's jewellery that totaled about 10 grand was stolen and it's probably being melted down right now as we speak, but sorry, madam, bye, but still, pay your taxes. Right, the police don't do anything about burglaries anyway, so shut the fuck up. Echoing concerns about the dangers of social media, Shadow Home Secretary James Cleverley called for tech companies to be hauled into Downing Street to ensure they were acting to stop the spread of disinformation on their platforms. Now, the problem is when people get angry, they start rioting, and when rioting starts happening, there's a little bit of a chance of a bit of a revolution happening, which means the government loses its power. The government isn't concerned about the safety of people. I mean, look at the police force. You had little girls getting raped for fucking decades and the police did nothing fucking about it despite knowing about it and everything. They're not concerned with public safety. They're concerned with holding on to their power. That is what matters to the government first and foremost before anything else. Right? So now is when they're starting to, oh shit. Because when the right wing boogs, the right wing fucking boogs. Right? So that is what they're very worried about. The left wing, these fuckers will calm down in a few days. They'll go and write about it on a blog or something, maybe parade up and down their university. You know, who gives a shit? The right wing, however, will walk up and set fire to a migrant hotel. That makes them very nervous. Again, do not condone disavow in the strongest terms, but that makes it basically, they're not concerned with public safety, but I don't need to explain that to any of you. However, he was criticised for issuing a statement in which he said Starmer taking the knee had sent completely the wrong message to protesters, adding that there was never a justification for disorder like this. And this is what has spawned the term two-tier Keir, right? Because Muslims are now out in the streets. There's also a Muslim Defence League. That's a fucking thing now. And they are running about just attacking whiteies. They're just running around beating up white people. And there was an amazing clip of Muslims all standing there with machetes and clubs and baseball bats and everything. And the police liaison officer is like, if you could just leave all your weapons inside the mosque before you go out. And it's like, why are you not arresting them? Like, they're on the street brandishing weapons, ready to go out and attack whitey. And there was another police officer that was like, remember, guys, we're here to protect you, the armed Muslim mobs. Oh, man, like, yeah. So basically, they're not getting into trouble, but a lot of right, you know, right-wing British people are getting fucking arrested for, you know, just standing there and shit. So that is what spawned the phrase two-tier Keir. And that is what he's going to be referred to as for the rest of his prime ministership. And it's deserved. There was also further condemnation of Nigel Farage's role in inciting the violence with his comments about the Southport killings, in which he questioned whether the truth is being withheld from us. I think that's a good question to ask, especially since earlier in reports about that stabbing, the truth was withheld from us. The government withholds the truth from us about very, very many things all the time. All the time. So I think it's a rather pertinent question to ask. I mean, I think it is. After the attack on Monday, Robert Jenrick, one of the favourites in the Tory leadership race, said that the Reform leader's comments did not make the situation better. I think a lot of the things the Tories have done over the last 15 years have definitely not made the situation better by allowing all the boats to come over. Last week's clashes spread 4 days ago when more than 100 protesters were arrested on Whitehall, where bottles and cans were thrown at police, while violence also broke out in Hartlepool and in Manchester. On Thursday, Starmer announced a new national response to the disorder, linking police forces across the country through shared intelligence and the expanded use of facial recognition. How about that? How about that? Mass surveillance from the leftists. How about that, right? One of the things that I will say, right, about the cathedral, if you want to call it that, is See, when you look at leftists, the way, you know, the back in the 90s, your Bill Hickseys, your George Carlin lovers, you know, those types of people, see the fact that the government has managed to turn them into pro big pharma, pro mass surveillance, fucking finger men. Impressive, right? The government is very, very inept at many, many things, but that will always remain the most impressive thing that they have ever done. Made them all rally directly in favor of things that they were so against, like in the past. It's hilarious. I mean, it's like making all the right wing guys go, "Oh, we love immigration now. Look how based our trannies are." Anyway, I've just said that. Then on Friday, about 500 people, including some parents with their children, gathered in Sunderland city centre, responding to far-right social media posts and to turn up and demonstrate. The gathering quickly descended into violence, with masked boys and men throwing missiles, including bricks, stones, beer barrels and scaffolding poles at riot police. 10 people were arrested and 4 policemen taken to hospital, 1 seriously injured. A police station was ransacked and a citizens advice bureau set alight. By Saturday morning, the acrid smell of fire still hung in the air. Shoppers stopped to express their shock at what had happened, with hundreds of residents of all ages gathering on the city streets with brushes, litter pickers, buckets, bin bags, and dustpans. I like that. I like that. See people actually going out and taking care of their own community instead of waiting 9 months for the local council to file the fucking paperwork to see if it can get permission from itself to actually carry out the work. I prefer it when community members take care of their own community. It says a lot about a community. Anyway, the Sunderland Central Labour MP Lewis Atkinson said a link could be drawn between the disorder and the ashes of the English Defence League, which was founded by Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley-Lennon. The EDL is disbanded, but its supporters remain active, and Atkinson said evidence suggested a neo-Nazi offshoot of the group was involved in Friday's violence. But I thought the EDL was a neo-Nazi group. I mean, that's what I've been told by The Guardian and literally everybody else out there. But no, this new one actually, yeah, whatever. Fucking pick a lane. Anyway, a priest at Sunderland Minster said Yobs tried to smash gravestones to use his missiles during the disorder that gripped the city. Don't fucking do that. Like that's some scumbaggery. Don't bloody do that. It's an act of sacrilege to disturb someone's gravestone, said Reverend Jackie Tyson. It's also remarkably lacking in common sense. Have you tried to pick up a gravestone? I have not. I'm afraid. Oh no, wait, actually I did a long time ago. Me and my friends were up the necro, drinking, as many people did way, way, way back in the day. And there was a gravestone that had been knocked over and we all got together and propped it back up. Because like I said, do little kindnesses in your community. It was a really old gravestone, like ancient gravestone. But you get some dickheads that go up there and kick them over because they're scumbags. But now, in regards to the actual riots themselves, why are they happening? And it's because the Anglo is fed up. Why is the Anglo fed up? It is because our society is being drastically changed against our will. And it's at the point now where the overwhelming majority of the population are saying mass immigration is a very serious concern. It is a very serious concern. It is fucking draining our NHS. It's draining our schools. It's draining our social services. All of the, basically, people who, poor, like poor people who are native to Britain are being treated as second class to migrants who are getting put up in nice hotels and being given lots and lots of cash when they haven't contributed to our system in any way whatsoever. Yet people, native-born Brits, are getting treated as second-class citizens, right? And then it's getting to the point where you're getting grooming gangs, you're getting mass stabbings on children while guys shout Allahu Akbar and everything. And whenever any of these people are turning around to the government and saying, hey, our children are being raped and killed, our NHS waiting lists are like fucking 3 years long, I had to queue for fucking 6 hours just to get a fucking sign-up form for a dentist, I think all of these things are terrible, and the government for years now has just responded with, shut up, racist. And this is the result of that. Basically, the government's fucking whole point is to make society safer and better for its citizenry. That was the point of government. That was the reason it was formed in the first place, to create a sense of order. You know, let's have everyone singing from the same hymn sheet or rule book. You know, murder bad, rape bad, yeah, let's stop all those things, and we will provide the security to prevent those things so that you can all live in peace and harmony. However, the government is doing the opposite of that now. It is causing all of this, all of these social problems. It is causing all of this social unrest. And when the people stand up and say, we kind of don't like this, you are actually completely fucking us, the citizens, over, the government is saying, shut up, racist. You reap what you sow. That's what's happened now. Everyone is angry. Everyone is fed up. And now comes violence. Right? You told people to shut up and ignore their problems for too long. Now they're going to make you listen. Now, I don't condone the violence and the fires and the burnings and the stabbings and all that type of stuff as well. You know, like I've said many, many times before, I don't like engaging in violence in regards to my political endeavours, because anytime you engage in violence, you're actually setting your political ideology back about 10 years. Right? So that, but again, you reap what you sow. I don't condone what is happening, but holy shit, you were fucking asking for it, right? And that's why you spent years like trying to say that populism's a dirty word, right? What, caring about the concerns of the common man, like your literal job as fucking government, making society safer and better for everybody else. Oh, but think about the wide range of restaurants and all the great food that all that. Yeah, well, what about the fucking grooming gangs or rape gangs and all this, or fucking stabbing kids? And what about all of that? Right, you can sit there and go, migrants are great, actually, but you can't fucking ignore the fact that a lot of them are doing some really, really heinous shit. Right, so my question to you is, how many raped and murdered kids is worth that nice kebab that you can get down the fucking street? Oh, but, oh, I know that fucking about 100 fucking girls were raped last week, but this coughed up, oh, that's to die for. Like fucking, what's the tally? Like, what is the amount, you know, for your nice, lovely foreign food? You know what? Give me a figure. Give me a figure of how many times this has to fucking happen before you realise, hey, this might be a little bit of a problem. Even Angela Merkel came out and said, holy fuck, I might have completely fucked up Germany. Look at all these rapes and everything. I was wrong. I was bad for this. Which is why you never hear about her in the media anymore. Because they're all like, oh shit, don't print what she just said. Because she was probably one of the main architects for the destruction of Europe. Right? This is what happens. Right? You've basically completely ignored the political will of the vast majority of the population. The vast majority of the population are going through some very serious social problems that you cannot fucking ignore anymore. And if you keep ignoring it, then everything that's happening right now is only going to get a lot worse.